With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Steel Wars is now on Patreon, and from just $3 a month, you can have a grip of exclusive content delivered to your podcast app of choice and support the podcast you listen to every week. Here's a clip from Questions You Have, Answers I Give. This one's from Brandon Baker. Growing up, did you think of Star Wars as an American thing? I didn't. It was just Star Wars. But I am biased. But I am a biased American. That's funny. I'm curious how those exposed to the saga outside of America thought about it culturally, if they did at all, especially when so many of the films were neither shot in America nor cast exclusively with Americans. Related, did episode 2 and 3 getting filmed in Australia change how you thought of Star Wars culturally? And Rebecca Edwards over in Perth chimes in and says... because I should point out that people write these on the Patreon page. So how we do it is on the last episode, people write questions for the next episode and everyone else can see everyone else's questions. And it's like a little message board, I guess, and people can comment on it. So if you want to write a question, that's where you go do it. And if you want to comment on a question, that's where you can do it. Rebecca Edwards adds, as an Australian, I've never seen Star Wars as an American film. For me, there is nothing Earth-based about it. It's just a bunch of aliens, some humanoid, doing awesome stuff. I don't even notice the accents, given that the different dialects spoken in the films. Yeah, I know people always like... hit on Carrie Fisher's sometimes English accent and stuff, and I don't know, it just never really bothered me that. But to your question, Brandon, I did think it was American. I grew up so... I just loved America. I didn't actually ever think I would live in America, funnily enough. But the... I just grew up, like, the music, like, punk rock music. Like, so say when I was, like, 14 or something. My bedroom... Yeah, I was going to say I'll find a photo, but there are all the photos in Australia. My bedroom was just wallpapered, literally wallpapered. Wait, does that... Yeah, literally wallpapered. It doesn't have to be stuck down. That was all blue tacked. So I think the reason I'm double tracking on this is because when people use literally to say something, it's not literal. But my walls were completely not a... There was not a bit of whiteness on these walls. And originally they were white. It was just covered in skateboarding pictures, which is American. Simpsons, that's American. Star Wars and punk rock, which was all American, mainly from California. So I grew up I just loved American stuff. It's so weird. But, so I saw it as American. And that's why when I, the Your Snoke Theory Sucks sticker, the fact that... Because Star Wars just seems so far away being in Australia. I know the films, you know, we got two films made there. But just, I don't know, the core of Star Wars fandom just seems so far away from me. Both when I was little, because I was in Australia and there's no internet, and you know, when, you know, a couple of years ago when I was just in Australia. And so to have that sticker cause this just a tiny, tiny little ripple of, you know, through Star Wars fandom, it is, it's crazy to me. It's so weird. But, yeah, so I did see it as quite American. I didn't see it as English. I always just see it as, you know, the English thing as that the Americans went to England and made a film. Now, with them getting made in Australia, it didn't really change my vibe on them at really, like culturally. It was just weird to see Australian people in it. Like Captain Typho, Jay Lagaya, my arch nemesis, because he always gets all the sweet Star Wars PR jobs, like interviewing Harrison Ford and stuff. And I'm like, that should be me. This is the one thing I'm best at. Yeah, like seeing him in the film is so weird. Klieg Lars, Jack Thompson, is just hilarious. And if you go on YouTube, there's a, I think we've got a cool Klieg Lars video with Jackie and I discussing Klieg. And yeah, so that, just seeing those actors and seeing Damien, what's his name, Mouse in The Matrix. What's Damien's real name? Oh, man. I have to look up his name. He's been on Damien Mouse Matrix. Oh, I'm going to hate myself that I have to Google the name. Matt Doran. Yes, Matt Doran. Like seeing him, because he's like such a well-known Australian actor, or he was to me anyway, because of Home and Away, the soap. But yeah, so it still was very American, and yeah, I don't know. It didn't. So to answer your question, no, it did not change. I see it as an American film, a beautiful bit of American culture. Thank you, America. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, an American created it. So, there you go. Thanks, Brandon. That's a cool question.
That is just a taste of the 40-minute episode of Questions You Have, Answers I Give. But along with that, we've also got the Star Wars Holiday Special live commentary and the A New Hope commentary, as well as the bi-weekly episodes of Making Steel Wars, where Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, we talk about the stories behind the stories. We've got the Trash Compactor with the Gonk Droid, plus you get the live call-in shows in full with the bonus show and our complete back catalogue of Steel Wars interview episodes. You get sent a private RSS feed, which is very easy to paste into iTunes or whatever podcast app you use, and it just downloads like a regular podcast, starting from $3 a month. There's a $5 sticker pack tier, and then there's a $10 t-shirt tier, and then there's some extra tiers as well, which are pretty fun. And you get to support the podcast you hear every week. And also, there's no mid-episode plugs and all that sort of stuff. So, nice and sweet. Thank you guys so much. If you want to sign up, it is at patreon.com/Steel Wars. May that force be with you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.